Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
Farwell is in Ohio watching baseball over the weekend. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Or is he? Is he in Ohio? Because
do you have some exclusive information that says he's not?
This story sounds like something he would totally do and get invited to and not tell us because it was at the Pentagon. And of course, you know, the Pentagon is full of all the secrets. Isn't that where they keep everybody's secrets, in the Pentagon?
And Farwell does have an interest in the whole spy agency undercover stuff.
Certainly does. He applied to be CSIS, and they turned him down.
On more than one occasion.
Yeah, there's something deep and dark in that man's. We don't know what it is yet, but Polly, you know what? We keep hacking at him, and we'll get to it. And speaking of hackers, at the Pentagon over the weekend, they hosted a bunch of criminals, burglars, so to speak, hackers. They invited high-tech hackers to come and check out the Defense Department websites to find security gaps. So they invite all of these, you know, some of them convicted criminals.
Hackers.
But hacker, it used to be all like a kind of indicative of a bad thing, but it's not so much anymore, right? Like, people make a living on hacking. Obviously, these guys at the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The hackers were able to find 138 different security gaps at the Pentagon. So they just kind of turned them loose on five public Pentagon sites and offered rewards if they could find vulnerabilities. Cost them about $150,000 to do this experiment. Half of that money was paid out to the hackers as the rewards when they did stumble across security vulnerabilities.
It's like Mario, you know, bing, reward, bing.
That's kind of neat, isn't it? I don't know. I think that's kind of it's a really different way to think outside the box and invite them in to, you know, like when they, remember that movie, Leonardo DiCaprio was in Catch Me If You Can.
I've never seen that one.
Based on a true character, Frank, someone his name was, I don't remember. But he became so good at, you know, swindling people that then banks, after he had served his time, banks kind of hired him to say, okay, how are we going to get robbed? Tell us how we're going to get robbed.
Yeah.
Kind of a neat thing. So do you think maybe Farwell was at the Pentagon? I mean, he's smart. Can he hack? I don't even know.
Well, Ohio and the Pentagon's in, isn't, is that in Washington or Pennsylvania? Why am I...
Polly.
I can't remember.
Why do we have to have two Washingtons? That confuses me all the time, too. why do we have to have two Washingtons in different spots? Because one's in Virginia. Well, because it's its own entity where the White House is, right?
Right, yeah. Washington, D.C. isn't technically not in the 50 states.
Right.
It's separate.
Washington.
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
And the other Washington...
is Washington State, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's way on the other side of the country.
Clearly, though, the Pentagon won't be hiring you and I anytime soon because we won't be able to find it.
Campbell and Farwell, mornings on Country 106.7.